Welcome back to Louisville Slugger Field here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Tonight, Game 4 here in Louisville. Sounds in the bats, and we're joined by reliever Kevin Hergett. Kevin, this is one of your former stops. You've had a few. We went to Memphis a few weeks ago. What's it like when you go back to a place that used to be your home park?
It's a little strange, obviously, being on the other side, but it's nice to kind of come back and you kind of remember, especially like Memphis, I was there for so long. Yeah. Like Louisville, I was only here for a year, but Memphis, I was there for so long. Just to remember like just the times you had there and the guys and the organization and stuff like that. It's just it's a good time to like reminisce on, mm-hmm. on the career.
You got in last night, did your thing. You're off to a great start with the Sounds. You had the one day up with Milwaukee and didn't get into a game. But overall, it would seem as though you're pretty happy with how the season has started. What's it been like in your words?
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far, obviously. Results have been good. But I think last year was like the first year I pitched to ABS. So I feel like this year I just learned a lot from last year and how to kind of navigate that. So just attacking the zone. You know, with all my stuff feels good. I feel healthy, so that obviously helps, and just the results have been good as well.
Yeah, elaborate. I'm glad you're able to kind of figure out the ABS, because every game there are a few pitches that just don't look right, either a ball that looked like a strike or vice versa. What's it like from your vantage point? You make what you feel is a great pitch, it looks like a strike, and to find out it's not a strike has got to be jarring.
It is. I think I've come to the grips that like I just can't try to be too perfect. Like the edges, especially in like the ABS games where it's just the ABS and not the challenge system, yeah. It's just you got to just attack the middle of the zone and trust that your stuff's good enough to get the guys out. And I think it is frustrating at times where you make a pitch and it's exactly where you want to, and you know that 9 times out of 10 with a real lump it's a strike. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you just adjust a little bit, adjust your sights a little bit, and just you have a feel for where the zone is and just kind of attack the middle thirds as opposed to just the edges of the plate.
What felt like a good fit for you with the Brewers for this year?
Well, for one, they were one of the few that offered me. But when they offered and I went to spring training, I kind of just like the way what they evaluate on and what they preach, which is, you know, they call it process. But just like being able to execute and be in the zone and be ahead of hitters is just kind of more, it fits my game pretty well. Mm-hmm. Where like a few other organizations might be like more on stuff, like they want these crazy breaking balls and these, you know, people throwing 95 plus, whereas the Brewers, regardless of your stuff, feel like they want you to perform and throw the ball where you want to and mm-hmm. attack your strengths, and that's kind of where what I like about them so mm-hmm. far. Yeah,
I remember we would see you years ago when you were with Memphis, and the changeup was always part of the scouting report. It's always seemingly been a great weapon for you. When did that really click for you, and how has it even gotten maybe better as a pro?
Yeah, so I always tell this story, but in AA one year, my pitching coach told me I was struggling a little bit. He's like, what's your best 2 pitches? I was like, fastball, changeup. He's like, for this next month, I want you to just throw fastball, changeup. No breaking balls, no curveballs. And at that point, I was coming off of, like, you know, college. They teach you changeups to lefties, breaking balls to righties. Started throwing my changeup to righties, and that's when I started seeing, okay, I could get these guys out with my changeup. Righty, lefty, doesn't really matter. And I feel like I had a changeup for a while, but that's when I started to use it in the mm-hmm. right way and use it for everybody, as opposed to just, hey, lefties, throw it away kind of deal. And that's where kind of the success kind of came with that.
I feel like stories like yours are part of what make this game great. A 39th round pick out of Division III, you've played independent ball, you've had parts of seasons where you didn't pitch at all, like in 2020. And you've gotten to the big leagues now 3 years in a row with a couple different organizations. What has been the key in your mind to this path that you've been on where you haven't stopped?
So I always go back to like even like going to a Division III school out of high school. My mindset was always I like this game. I want to play for as long as I can. So until my body or the game tells me I can, I want to try and play for as long as I can. So just having that mindset and just – you know, enjoying what I'm doing as opposed to stressing about maybe like where I'm going to be, my moves, and just enjoying the process, enjoying the just the game and competing itself has kind of put me in a mindset where I feel like I'm not overthinking things. Yeah. I am just attacking. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm enjoying the competition. And then I feel like success has just come from that.
That's got to be really mentally freeing in a game that demands mental challenges.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to just like just worry about like not worry about, but just enjoy what you're doing and mm-hmm. enjoy competing and just seeing it in that mindset and knowing that anything past that is just icing on the cake. Yeah.
There had to have been a part of you in getting to the big leagues with sort of like this chip on your shoulder, I can prove you all wrong along the way, because there have been so many points in the journey that would seemingly have stopped other people and didn't stop you. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think I've always believed I could do it. And I, like I said, like I've never like, physically or the game itself hasn't really told me I'm done playing. Like I haven't really gotten beat up enough. And physically, I haven't really been like, all right, I'm not throwing as hard anymore. So I always knew I was just as good as the guys around me, and I was just going to keep competing until I proved that to others and got the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. Great stuff, man. Appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, sounds righty. Kevin Hergett, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.